Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sedona Patriot. My name is Matthew Tuccheroni. Today on the show, as promised, I have Dennis Nils with the American Assembly, and he's going to talk about how we can get rid of our United States citizenship, United States of incorporation citizenship, that is.
Correct.
And how we can become sovereign and an American national. So, Dennis, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for asking me over.
So, I met you, last Sunday at Gordon's house here in Sedona.
Correct.
And he held this round table for all of us so that we can get acclimated to the idea of becoming an American national and how we can renounce our United States of America incorporation citizenship. So, Dennis, just gave a little bit of a rundown of exactly what you do and what you do with the American Assembly, but we'd like to introduce Dennis Nils, and if you can explain exactly what you do, what the American Assembly stands for, and why it's important that we get rid of our United States of America incorporation citizenship.
Do you have several hours?
Do I? Well, we can do a three-part series to this if you want to, but
we may be doing that.
We may be doing that then. So here's part one.
Part one. Here we go. You don't want to be a United States citizen, and I'll give you a couple reasons, and then I'll tell you why the American States Assembly is here, and operating, and functional, and in session in all 50 states across the United States. Okay. One. You have no rights as a U.S. citizen. You are basically a slave. That's why they can, and every law that is out there is a corporate law or statutory law.
Okay.
It used to be common law.
Okay.
And that's why the American states are in session and are getting everybody back together and making the United States operate the way it was supposed to operate. It's been run amok by the corporations who are there to sell us services but not direct us on how we accept those services by overcharging us and ripping us off here and there and whatever. And it all starts back with birth certificate.
That's mine, by the way.
It is.
My New York State birth certificate.
I got it far enough away so you can't read the private info for Matthew. But anyway, it all starts there. When we were born, the doctors in the hospitals, the doctors actually work for the Queen, believe it or not.
The doctors work for the Queen?
The doctors work for the Queen.
Doctors work for the Queen. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely. And the Pope owns everything. And the Queen actually works for the Pope. All right, so she is in charge of the municipalities. And whether anyone knows it or not, the municipal government is liquidated.
When was it liquidated?
This past year, on October 15th.
October 15th, liquidation.
Liquidation. Municipal government clear across the country. The territorial government is in bankruptcy. Now, we just heard that they may be, well, they're in Chapter 11. Okay, but they may be in forced Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which means they will be liquidated.
So gotcha.
Then there's going to be a lot of problems.
Okay, before we can continue, can you explain what the territorial government is and municipality? What's the difference between those two?
Okay, the municipal is like your courts, your police departments, your hospitals, any kind of regular corporations in the cities.
Okay.
The territorial is all the state things.
Okay.
Okay, state courts and so on like that. Now, when the municipal government went bankrupt and liquidated, all the police departments, hospitals, and all that stuff were supposed to shut down. All right? So somehow somebody's in there in the government, okay, rigging things, just like the election, all right? They're rigging things to have the territorial move into the municipal to keep everything going. Now, I don't know if you've seen this health care package that they said that they, you know, had passed with $2,000 stimulus check or $600 or whatever it is that they're going to give people and so on like that. If you saw that bill and read what was in there, you would wonder why Trump didn't want to sign it. Because they're sending trillions of dollars to like 15 different countries for nonsense.
$1.6 billion went to Egypt.
Yeah.
Egypt. Probably for what?
To move sand or something like that. I don't know. You know, the same thing is going to Iran, and they're sending money to China and Japan and Afghanistan and Korea and all these other different places.
So they're sending money to all these hot spots that are prone to war, and we all know this. There's a reason for that, I'm assuming.
War is
money. Warmongering. There we go. Warmongering 101, guys. It's simple as that. Right in front of our faces.
It's all who wants to control the world. That's why this COVID-19 thing's going. Okay? It's an enhanced flu.
Okay.
Okay? People die from the flu every year. Cold and flu. Did you notice that this year there's no cold and flu season?
I did notice that. And, you know, somebody asked me, someone in town, a dear friend of mine, said, you know, if you get anyone on your show sometime or any of your connections, Matthew, I would like to know why the cold and flu is like, there's nothing.
It's non-existent.
So do you have an answer for that? Or are you just like us, we're just like, there's no cold and flu this year?
It's because the hospitals are being paid $300,000 for every person that dies that has been COVID-19 affiliated. So people with heart attacks, people in car accidents, people that were shot, too much lead in their system, COVID-19. Okay. Yeah, that was a little bit of a pun, but so that's why, because the hospital gets $300,000 for every patient that dies that's labeled COVID-19. Even if it was a heart attack or old age or anything like that. $300,000. So it's all about greed and it's all about money.
Okay.
And the American States Assembly is here to correct all of the wrongs that our subcontractors have done to us over the past 100 to 150 years. And it's been going on since the Civil War. Now, all of the wars that we've been in, all right, are corporation wars. They're not, the Civil War wasn't between the North and the South. It was the corporations. And the Pope was benefiting on both ends. Because the Queen was paying the South to take over the North, and the Pope was collecting on both ends. And it was all a corporate war. Same with Vietnam. It's all money. Same with the COVID-19. All vaccines are basically like poisons. All right, so that goes into as you know, as you're growing up, you get all kinds of different vaccines to go to school, to do this, to do that, whatever. excuse me. So there has never been a vaccine that has been accomplished in less time than this one. And this one is done by a biotech company. Now, why would a biotech company want to make a vaccine? Because they want to inject people with a nanobot that changes your RNA and your DNA. They don't even know the side effects yet. I've seen different videos here and there that are explaining this and explaining that. Oh, there's a few side effects. Some people are dying on the spot. Some people are going into convulsions. Some people, their face looks like they had a stroke. And they're not publicizing that. And who's behind most of this? Do you know?
I mean, I can take a wild guess at some of the people behind this. I'm going to assume it's...
Pick one.
Well, his initials could be WG or BG. Bill, our friend Bill G.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Bill Gates is behind it. They already had this vaccine in the works, okay, before the COVID even came out, because it's multi-billions of dollars, and they just want to keep going. Bill Gates and, a few of us, George Soros and a bunch of these other guys, have all got together and said, let's clean house. they want to keep the population down too. So that's their way of bringing the population down, all right, by killing off the elderly people, children, everything, okay, to have it at a, I don't know, a working type thing that they're into, you know, working number of so many people. But they want to get rid of everybody else, and do you know why?
Does that have something to do with the, I guess, I'm not sure if you know this, but the Georgia Guidestones depopulating to 500,000 people?
Right.
500,000 people they want to depopulate us to.
Yeah, from several billion.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's one, it's all about money.
Okay.
And there was a thing I had that just you know, flew right out of there. But anyway.
Hopefully it will come back to you.
Yeah, it probably will.
Okay.
But Bill Gates and a whole bunch of these other multimillionaires, but they're trying to eliminate us all. And the reason being is because the debt that's like $163 trillion, who do you think that belongs to?
I'm going to assume, because I talked to you last week.
Right.
So I'm going to help you guys out. It's ours. It's ours, right?
We the people.
We the people.
Exactly. And we the people means that you are not a United States citizen. Because if you are a United States citizen, you are considered a slave, and you're working to pay the debts of the corporations. That's why they have us here. All right, and that all happened with the birth certificate. You became an entity, an incorporated entity. If you notice any mail that you get, it's in all capital letters, your name. That's not the way your parents put it on the birth certificate. They did. They made you an incorporation. And there is a website, and tomorrow I'll make sure I have that website that you can go to when you can put in your social security number or your birth certificate number and see how many corporations are profiting off of your name. Because your name is credit. See, we the people, when you're not a U.S. citizen, own this whole country. We are the original jurisdiction. The jurisdiction that the corporations are in is the C jurisdiction.
Okay. Okay. How did we get to this point, Dennis, with, you know, our forefathers? I want to give everyone an understanding how we got to this point and why it's important to see how it was stolen from us and to move over into our sovereignty again. Do we know how we got to this point in history?
It's called greedy people.
Okay.
And with the wars and so on.
Okay.
That's why, you know, we fought the War of Independence.
Okay.
We may have won that battle, but we're definitely losing the war because the Queen still collects on everything that we do. So they're always making money and everything's run by the British. All right.
Okay.
They are still, like Anna says, Anna von Reitz, and she has webinars every Monday night. And you could, you know, tune into that. But she says the Brits are always at the bottom of the dog pile when there's a bunch of, you know what?
Bunch of, yeah.
They've started it. Okay. So we got this way because of greedy people. And they just wanted to make more and more money without having to do anything. So they changed everybody into a corporation. And the only way to get out of that corporation is fill out your paperwork. And you can go to the AmericanStatesAssembly.net website and go to correct your status. And there's so much information on there, it'll probably take you years to read everything that's on that website. But you fill out those papers, and we have our own land recording system because the state of state, the counties and so on like that, won't record paperwork anymore. And that's a dereliction of duty on their part. Because they're supposed to, they work for us,
right?
All of them do, all right? But they're refusing to do that because they see what's coming, because more and more people are changing their status and they're becoming American nationals. And when we do that, we can start pulling the charters on the bad corporations like Monsanto, Bill Gates and his foundation. We can have all of their personal property, their corporation property, liquidated, and that money goes back to the people. Okay, same thing with driver's licenses and license plates and car registrations. It's all corporate. more reasons for them to make money. A license, say a contractor needs to have a license. No, he doesn't. It's even in the Constitution. But being a U.S. citizen, you have to follow their rules, because when you're born, you are made into a corporation. So corporations have to follow corporation laws. All right, so when you get out of that jurisdiction and back on the land, you are an owner, you are an elector. And all of these, you know, excuse me, the elections that are going on, we really don't care, because all people are doing is, one, it's illegal for people to vote. All right? They just put it in there to put on a big show.
Okay.
All right? U.S. citizens can't own property. If they think they do, look at your title, and it'll say tenant. The queen owns your land. Unless you're an American national. Then you follow the titles back to the patent, because everything was a land patent way back when it was common law. And then you have it recorded in the courts, and if they won't record it, even though they're supposed to, you'll never have to pay property taxes again, because they're illegal. Any kind of tax, any kind of licensing is illegal. It's corporation madness, and it's all a way to collect money from us. Keep us poor, keep us working, keep us running from place to place so we can't think for ourselves. They want to keep us dumb and stupid, and that's why the schools are going downhill. We used to be number one in the world. Okay, now I don't even think they're, down 250th spot or whatever it is throughout all the different countries as being dumb. They're keeping us dumb on purpose. So the American States Assembly is gathering the patriots and all the people who want to correct their political status to do so. And it's easy. You just fill out the paperwork from the AmericanStatesAssembly.net, get it recorded on our own land recording system. And we did that because the state of states would not record our paperwork.
Okay.
So we put it on our system, and it's open for everyone in the world to see.
Okay.
Now, the United States isn't the only country that's going through this. Everybody in the world is. And we've got people from Canada and Germany and Australia and all over the place coming to us and listening in on Anna's calls to find out how they can do it in their country. Even the UK is doing it, because they're fed up, because they've shut down all of their systems over there too. They're just trying to keep us, dumbing down. And that's why the patriots are uniting, and we're getting this thing going, and we already have over 30 million people who have corrected their status.
30 million people in this country or around the world?
I believe it's this country.
This country alone, guys, 30 million
people.
Thank you, Dennis, thank you so much for helping out with a dear friend of mine too, Nicole Frolic. She's also a podcaster as well. Her show is called Enlighten Up Podcast with Nicole Frolic. She's amazing. She's got a great following, and she's from Canada as well. And when I talked to you last Sunday, it prompted me to call her, because just previous, when she was on my show last week, we were talking about, citizenship status and things like that. And she was, she's from Canada. She's not a U.S. citizen yet, so she's trying to make that happen. So we were trying to find a solution. Then 2 days later, you show up in my life. That's how it works. And, Nicole Frolic and I have synchronicity ties with each other. Certain things have happened in the past that brought us into each other's faces to where we were able to meet each other in person. But so thank you so much for helping out a friend and helping out a fellow Canadian patriot, because, she loves this country very much. She loves being in the U.S. And I think everybody, they do want a piece of American freedom.
They do.
They do. And we want the right people to have a piece of our freedom. That's why you guys are opening your doors to foreign countries, which is great.
Exactly. You know? We're trying to get everybody back into the way it was supposed to be run. Not the way it is now, where the government controls us. They actually work for us. Okay? The money that they're, so tight about giving out to all these different places, it's our money. Where do they get the money from? Yeah, they may be printing it, okay? But without the backing and the working of the American people, okay, they have nothing. They work for us. They're supposed to be our representatives, but they've turned that around a long time ago. Because when we put them in there, all of a sudden they're in charge of us and they do with what they want. And they say, no, we don't care about you. That's why, what's the big deal? People have been out of work for over a year, and that, you know, they got one stimulus check of $600, big whoop-de-doo, okay, and 6 months later, they still haven't gotten anything, and then they want to kick them out of their house and take their car and everything else. They don't even have any money to survive on, and they're going to give them another piddly $600. Give me a break. They should be giving people $10,000, you know. Get them back working. Open up these places. It's all a bunch of BS anyway.
Wow, so you guys heard that, right? What he said earlier about, what, 63 trillion, a billion, what'd you say?
For debt
that we have.
163 trillion.
Okay.
Is owed to the people.
Owed to the people. So, you know, divide that up by the population, guys. That's a lot of money individually.
You can never spend it in the rest of your life.
Okay, so that $600 that we're talking about right now in that stupid stimulus package that they presented, that $600 is actually ours. They can give us more, is what he's trying to say.
A lot more.
Because that's our money. He can give us a lot more. They can give us a lot more. So thank you for bringing that up.
No problem. That's why I'm here. I'm here to try and get as many people over into becoming an American national or state citizen. And all you do is you correct your paperwork, join your assemblies, because there's more safety in numbers. I mean, look at them. If you go down the street and, you know, you go through, run through a red light because you were talking, okay?
Right.
Cop pulls you over. He's going to throw you in jail. Why? Money. Okay, and that's all it is.
How does that money work for the cop in the city? I believe it's just...
They put you in jail. It's private jail. The money transfers here to there to everywhere. The courts are going to fine you. They're going to put you in jail for a while, so you lose your job, and then you need to go on the system because you're a slave.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha. So the money just keeps coming to pay for your incarceration, and who pays for that? We the people.
We the people. So, like, when I was arrested 2 weeks ago at Natural Grocers for not wearing a mask and resisting arrest...
They always throw that one.
Oh, they don't.
It's a gimme. It's a gimme. Resisting arrest.
Resisting arrest, yeah, or trespassing. That's pretty much what the cops can only arrest us for nowadays, is just trespassing or resisting arrest. It's pretty much what they can do. They cost, you know how much, I'm sure it costs you guys a lot of money. The transport from Natural Grocers to the jail, then from the jail in Sedona to Yavapai County Jail, right?
Yep.
They're moving slaves, people. Yep. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're making a shit ton of money off of it.
And it's time to change that so that there are no more slaves. And it's just we the people controlling the way America was meant to run. Okay? On common law. Common law can be stricter than some of these other laws, you know, that are out there. You get drunk purposely, all right, even though, you know, you think you can make it home, you get in your car and you accidentally hit somebody and kill them in a crosswalk, I'm sorry, but you're going to fry. Because with power comes responsibility. And as an American national, you have the power. You are an owner. Sorry about that.
Nope, it's all good.
Sorry. Phone's ringing.
Phone's ringing, guys.
Anyway.
This is the beauty of doing podcasts. This right here, it's raw. It's not structured. Right. We're not mainstream media. This is what the country needs. More people like us.
Exactly.
Like you, Dennis.
Yeah.
So
get your papers corrected. One of the recorders and so on. And we'll get you in there. And like I said, we have our own system and it's open to the world. No one can change anything. It's on a blockchain in that system. So it's there for people to look at to say who you are and why you're here. And we are here to change the way corporate America runs. And we're going to start getting some of the, we have our courts open up. We're going to start liquidating bad corporations, getting that money and sending it to the people that it's harmed. Like Monsanto and Bill Gates and a few others here and there and wherever. And as they come across, you know, our desks and our courts, our general assemblies, it's going to happen. But we need you, and we need as many people as we possibly can to completely take, I don't want to say take over the country, but to completely restructure the way America is supposed to work. And that's what this whole thing is about, because we are a peaceful people. We're not here to harm anybody. We're only here to help and help people survive and get the money that and all the rights and so on that belong to you. And when you become an American national, you have all the protections and guarantees of all three constitutions. Whereas an American citizen, you don't.
And what are the three, all three constitutions?
There's the municipal, which is now liquidated.
Okay.
And by the way, this election was an election for the municipal president of the United States.
Okay.
Okay. And the no matter who won on November 3rd, whether it was Trump or Biden, on November 5th, when the liquidation was over, neither one of them have a job, because the municipal corporation is liquidated. So they're president of nothing.
Of nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So now they're kind of reworking, you know, the wording of this and that, whatever, to be the president of the United States of America, which is the territorial. But if they go into liquidation, there's no more president.
So some of the prophecies out there have stated that Trump may have been the last president.
Correct.
I said this a couple weeks ago on my Facebook, and everyone knows, a diehard Trump supporter here, but I even said it. Nobody really didn't like that too much.
Right.
But it's the truth. I mean, here you are validating what I said on my Facebook page 2 weeks ago, that, you know, people were like, you're crazy. There's no way. No, he's not the last president. And
the way things are going, it very well.
I mean, look, we're birthing a new Patriot Party out of Arizona.
Yeah.
We have Dennis from the American Assembly.
Actually, I'm with the Arizona Assembly, but I am working for the Federation of the States of the Union for the American States Assembly.
Okay.
Which is all 50 states.
All 50 states.
Right.
Thank you for that correction.
So I'm the go-between between
the liaison.
The Federation and each state of the Union.
The Federation. And I like that word, the Federation.
Here in Arizona. Yeah, I'm the
I'm digging that.
Chairman.
Yeah, Assembly Chairman right over here. So every state has their own assembly too, correct?
Correct.
So whatever state that you're looking at on that website, go to those states' resources, because you want to get a hold of your state representatives with the assembly.
Correct.
For each state.
It's under the coordinators tab on the at the AmericanStatesAssembly.net.
Yeah. Awesome. Hear that, Mom? I know my mom. my mom. I'm calling her out on the show. She's doing it too. So props to my mother. Yay! She's doing it too. She's in Florida. Even though Florida's doing pretty good during this pandemic and everything, and well, plandemic.
Exactly.
You know, it's still. That won't last forever if it's still part of the corporation, guys. So
exactly.
So
we're working on that too.
Hopefully, these decent statesmen like DeSantis and like our President Trump.
Right.
Maybe he is the last president of the corporation. Who knows? Maybe he'll be an American national after that.
It's a very good possibility.
And that's what we would actually really like to see instead.
Right.
Because you know.
Because he did a lot of good, and he's the only president in the entire history of the United States that has actually done what he said he was going to do.
And he's never had us in the war either, guys.
Yet.
Yet. Yet. I mean, actually, we are in war. We are. I mean, this
exactly.
is this is a
right
different...
Right here on the home front.
Right here on the home front. And yeah. We've been invaded by China already. We all know it. They're here.
Yeah. Exactly. And so. That's what we're fighting against. Whether it's with, you know, bombs or machine guns or bazookas or whatever. Yeah, it's a, you know.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it too.
Germ warfare.
Yeah, I'm going to say it too. It's China's fault. But.
Actually, it's not.
This current situation, yeah, well.
Actually, it's the people who are funding China to put that out. And you can bet it's either from this country. Okay, like maybe the Bill Gates Foundation and or the Brits, because they're always on the bottom of the dog pile.
Always.
So
always, you know, I never cared for the Queen. I don't care for the royal family at all. I never did. I think it's stupid to put people on a pedestal. Like, what's wrong with society? We put these people up like, no wonder we're in this mess.
Exactly.
No wonder. People, wake up. Please, wake up. But anyways.
Join your state assembly. Get your paperwork done. Become an American national and become free. Totally free.
Thank you so much, Dennis. You know, we are going to probably do a part two to this as well. It's only been 30 minutes, which is great. I kind of want to shorten the time on these shows, on some episodes anyways. But I really want to do a part two with you.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking tomorrow maybe at Gordon's.
Yeah.
I just pop up there and then maybe we can say like a few things for 10 minutes and then we'll just do a round table, just have it recording.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so I think Dennis and I will get on tomorrow for about 10 minutes and go over what we're doing over at Gordon's tomorrow during the round table. So I think we will be doing that.
That'll be a great idea.
I think it's a wonderful idea, and I love the way the show's evolving. Thank you so much for being part of the evolution of the show. This is what we want to do, guys. This is the focus. We want to educate and disseminate real information and truthful, that it's factual and truthful as well. That's why I'm having professionals like Dennis Nils, who knows what he's talking about, come on to this show. So thank you so much, Dennis. So the American, say that website one more time for everybody.
TheAmericanStatesAssembly.net. TheAmericanStatesAssembly.net.
Thank you, Dennis.
You got it.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. I will be posting description in the description box below. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't yet and set your notification bells. And please like this episode and support this channel and share with your friends. We have a couple more shows coming up this week. I'll post all the information that Dennis was talking about, including more websites that he did not mention, but they're on the card that he did give me. I'll post those in the description box below. And thank you so much for tuning in. Dennis, thank you so much. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Exactly. Have a good night.
Take care, guys.
Bye now.
Bye.